The Boeing company says it's selling 30 of its new generation 737 MAX 8 jets and extends the popularity of the fuel-efficient short-haul aircraft at the Paris Air Show this year. While Boeing and Airbus have been touting their large wide-body models, smaller jet purchases have made up the bulk of the orders at this year's air show as airlines renew their fleets or expand into new markets. In Fairbanks, Alaska, a slim little turboprop is the next big thing. But as KUOW's Carolyn Adolph explains, it's sort of controversial.
At the air show, Bombardier announced that Horizon and Alaska will buy three of its Q400 planes. Alaska's buying more Q400s so it can expand turboprop service. It recently announced its first route in Alaska from Fairbanks to Anchorage. Alaska Airlines says the 737 now flying that route isn't always full. Bobby Egan works for the airline. She says smaller planes may produce savings that can be passed on to customers.
The 76-seat turboprop is appropriately sized for the Anchorage Fairbanks market, and we think that our customers will enjoy some of the benefits of the turboprop. It's a very quiet turboprop.
They're not a comfortable plane. They're not designed to me for passenger comfort in any way, and I think it's a downgrade in service.
That's Jill Neff of Fairbanks. She was among many who spoke out about the turboprop on Alaska's Facebook page. A turboprop means no jetway from the terminal. That means walking across freezing tarmac to get to a plane, which can be a problem in a place where temperatures drop to 50 below zero. Alaska will begin the new turboprop service in March of next year. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.